Good morning, community. It is Church at Home. We are excited about being with you today online. We hope you had a great Christmas time with friends and family and were able to spend some quality time together, get perspective, and look forward to all that God has for you in 2023. And I believe that God has more for you in 2023 because he's faithful, and I believe he's coming back quicker and he's getting his church ready to take center stage as he comes back and establishes his rule on earth. And before we go forward, it is essential sometimes to look back so that we can see all that God has done over the past year. The word of the year was greater, and we saw that in different forms and capacities in our life as God was beginning to unveil some of the greater plans that he had for us as a community and as a body, as he began to go deeper into those areas of our life and begin to do some surgery. For some of you, long-awaited surgery to get you to the place where you are today, to allow God to finally heal those wounds in your life that have held you back for so many years. It's been painful, but it's been a necessary process. And that discipline has been essential for you because it has produced a harvest of righteousness. And I believe that God has been faithful to complete that work. And for some of you, even start the work. You're on that journey and you're on that place where God is continuing to mold you and shape you into who he's called you to be. But it's a process, and your willingness to stay in the process has helped shape who you are today. It's been an emotional journey for a lot of you as you've learned to say goodbye to some of those things in your past that you were tied to grab hold of all that God has for you in the future. A lot of us were dealing with areas of lack. Maybe it was physical, emotional, or even financial. And as God challenged us to go deeper and take the limits off him, as to see him as provider in those areas of our life. And physically, many of you have faced challenges this year, and God has been faithful to bring you through and even challenge you to make physical well-being a priority in your life. And you've taken him up on that challenge. And a lot of you, it's been emotional, as God has challenged you to push past those childish ways of thinking and to come up to a higher level of thinking, to come up to where God is, because that's where he is. And I realize that's difficult because it involves transformation, but that transformation process is necessary. It's ugly, but it's necessary because it helps us begin to understand who God is in a new way. The Bible talks about that transformation process because it says, don't be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you can prove what is that acceptable, that perfect will of God, because God does have an acceptable and perfect will for you, but it involves transformation. It involves you shedding the old to become like Jesus. And that's not an easy process. And many of us are dealing with that even now. The battle is, it's mental. It's mental. If we can get past some of the mental roadblocks, we'll begin to take ground in our life and begin to see that God is actually for us. He's not against us. He actually wants us to succeed. All the trials, all the difficulties, all the pushback that you've gotten this year has all been a testament of the fact that God is getting ready to do something in your life, and the enemy is not happy about it. And for you to keep pushing past those limitations that have been spoken over you, assigned to you, or the enemy has laid certain traps for you to step into. And those are the things that God is wanting you to push past. Because as we go into 2023, there's going to be new opportunities for growth. There's going to be new enemies you have to fight. And you got to be ready. You got to be built for that next season. And we've overcome this year as we kicked off this year with greater. And God has come through on that promise as he's repositioned us to receive all that he has for us, not only this year, but also coming into the next year, as he's gotten us to a place of surrender so that we can begin to acknowledge him as Lord and move forward. No matter what the world tries to tell you or no matter what has happened in your life, Jesus is still Lord. He's still sitting on the throne, and that he is worthy of all our praise, glory, and honor. So my question to you today is, have you allowed God access into those areas of your life that he's been asking for? Access, access. Well, some of you might be saying, well, if he wants it, he can just take it. But he can just take it, but he wants your cooperation in the process, Does he have access to those areas? Have you allowed him to pull back the curtain on some of the things you've been trying to hide. Those things that nobody else sees, but only God sees. And those things are the very things that God wants to get to build you, to strengthen you, so that you can walk hand in hand with him. It's one thing to talk about Jesus and talk about walking with God, but it's another thing to actually walk with him and actually talk with him. Wouldn't it be great if you could actually walk in freedom, free of shame, knowing who you are, knowing that even though the enemy tries to come against you, those weapons don't work because you know who you are in Jesus. And a lot of what we deal with is identity. A lot of what we deal with is knowing who we are, because when we know who we are, we're able to resist the enemy, and he has to go because we're submitted to the King of Kings. We're submitted to Jesus, and we recognize him as Lord. Identity is a huge issue in our society today. People are wrestling with identity, and it's that wrestling match that is causing issues in their life, because instead of looking to Jesus for identity, they're looking to other things. And where are you in that process? What are you looking toward for identity? What are you looking toward to validate you? Validation must come from Jesus Christ first. And once you get your validation from Jesus, anything else after that is just bonus. It's bonus. If you remember Jesus, as he's getting ready to go into ministry, he's baptized. In the book of John, it talks about this baptism as John the Baptist baptizes Jesus. We know that heaven was open, and that voice of heaven came out and said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." Jesus was validated before he started walking in his ministry, before he started walking in what God the Father had called him to walk into. Validation is important. Where are you getting validation from? If you're waiting for validation, you might be waiting a long time. God's not asking you to be perfect. He's not asking you to get it right all the time, but he is asking you to know who you are. And the only way that you know who you are is to come into relationship with the one who already knows you, who already knows you. Greater in scope, greater in capacity, greater in the ability to hold. That's what God's heart is for you. There is an outpouring of God's Spirit coming on this earth, and he wants his kids to be ready, because you are going to be the ones who are going to facilitate that outpouring. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, you are going to be the ones that carries what Jesus is doing in these last days. Isn't it a testament of all that you've been through, and all the stuff you had to fight through, and all the things that you've had to stand on, and all the people you've had to let go, and the enemies that you've had to resist? Isn't that just a testament to the fact that God is getting ready to do something in his bride and setting you up for a blessing in your life? Haven't you seen it? Can't you see it? What is the one thing that is holding you back from seeing God in your circumstances right now? Is it pride? Is it the fact that you think you know better, and that you think that your life should be something that it is not right now? Is your pride holding you back from seeing God in your circumstances right now? Your life is not your own. You are bought with a price. Your times are in God's hands. And as God begins to show you things about your life, and as you begin to prove what is that acceptable and perfect will of God, you'll begin to walk freer, because you'll understand that God's ways are not your ways. His thoughts are not your thoughts. If God has given you certain permission to do things, feel free to do those things. You might say, "Well, I'm not worthy to receive what God has given me because of all that I've done." You have not gone through the process and allowed God to heal those broken fragments in your life so that you can understand that you're worthy because Jesus has made you worthy. Not because of your righteousness and what you've done, but because of who Jesus is. It's not about your worth, it's about Jesus' worth. He makes you worthy because of what he's done. And understanding emotional health is a key element in that process as God begins to go to work on you so that you can walk free. You are not here because you are good. You are not here because you have it all together. You are here because of the mercy and grace of Jesus Christ. Is it your limited mindset? Do you have a limited mindset? Are you stunted in your ability to see what's possible? Many people are suffering from stunted growth. And I'm not talking about physical growth. I'm talking about stunted growth when it comes to their mental capacity. When you deal with sports and you look at it in from different angles, most of it is mental. Most of it is mental. There are mental hurdles that have to be overcome if you are going to be victorious in this life, And that mental struggle is real. It's real. If you're pulling up and coming up against stuff that keeps stopping your progress, you've got to step back and assess, what is it about my life, one or two, about the way I'm thinking about this situation that is causing me to pull up short and not push past it? And you know what I'm talking about. You come against these certain little giants in your life every day, and there are opportunities for you to win. There are opportunities for you to overcome. But there's something about that thought process that you have that is not working, that is causing you to stop short. You're trying to rise above it, but you can't get above it, because the moment that you start to rise and you start to elevate, your mind gets in the way, and that mind pulls you back down to the reality of what you're facing right now. And I'm not negating reality. Reality is reality. But faith transcends reality. It gives you the ability to see past what you're dealing with now. And many of us are suffering with a lack of faith when it comes to what's possible in our life, because we look at circumstances and we look at reality and say, well, there's no way God can. And that's the opposite of the way God feels about it. God can. It might be impossible with you, but God can, because God is able to do immeasurably more above all we can ask or think. God can. You may not be able to, but He can. And so that perspective has to change. And God's going to keep running you up against some stuff to help you see it differently. You may not like it, but you're going to keep running up against it. And you're going to have to climb to get over it. You might have to speak faith at it. You might have to strengthen yourself. You might have to crawl up over it. Whatever it is, God is going to keep bringing it to you so that you could see above it. You already are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. The Bible already talks about that. You have to see yourself there. Once you see yourself there, you'll start to rise. You'll start to rise. And God is so faithful, He'll continue to bring you to that thing, whatever it is for you, to get you to see it differently, because He loves you. He loves you. Some of you are dealing with relationship issues. You're still tied into stuff that God's trying to break you free from. It could be an unequal yoke. It could be something that you've allowed in your life because you thought it was good for you. And the more you realize that it's not good for you, the harder it is for you to stay in it. How are you going to get past it? The only way that you're going to get past relationship dysfunction is to find out who Jesus says you are, and to be obedient to what God is asking you to do. Emotional health, mental health is a priority to Jesus. It's a priority. I understand producing is essential. I get all that. But mental and emotional health is a priority when it comes to your relationship with Jesus, and He will make sure. Some of you right now, God is, He's taking His time because He's trying to separate you from all that stuff in your life so that you can finally make some sound decisions, because you're making decisions based upon who you're allowing to influence you. And I get all that. I get all relationships. I get all family relations, I get dynamics, I get all of that stuff. But the reality of it is, when it comes down to it, is that what is Jesus asking you to do, and who is he asking you to connect with? Connect with. Time to break free. Time to break free. What used to work is not going to work anymore, because he is wanting to bring a new freedom to his body. And the only way that a new freedom comes into the body is that something has to go. Something has to die. Something has to die. Your desires have to align with Jesus's desires. And maybe that's where you are right now. You're in a conflict because the desires that you have are in direct opposition to the desires that Jesus has for you, and you're in that match right now. So if I'm going to get all that God has called me to get, and I'm going to become all that God has called me to become, then I'm going to have to say goodbye to some things, forgetting those things that are behind, and I'm going to have to press on into what Jesus wants for me. And that's a hard thing. That's a hard thing for people, because they want Jesus, but they also want convenience. So the year is about to flip. New Year's resolutions are going to hit. People are going to make all sorts of promises. But for you, what is it about your life that you want to change? What is it about your life that you feel that God wants to change? And I know for me, God is asking me to come up higher in my perspective when I look at my life. And I've said this before, if you come into our church, there's a sign on the wall that is a constant reminder we are part of something bigger. It helps frame our perspective to know that it's not about the way we look at it, but it's the way that God sees it. You're part of something bigger. So anytime you go through something, you're looking at it from a perspective of, this isn't just about me. God is doing something on a larger level. And when you can see it that way, it'll help you get through it and move through it differently. So as we flip the year and go into 2023, I want you to keep that in the back of your mind. I am part of something bigger. And if I am part of something bigger, I know the things that happen to me, God is working out on a greater scale, because it's going to affect not only me, but it's going to affect the people around me and the world. Because remember, it's about the world. The three core values that we have here are love God, embrace community, and serve the world. God has something for the world. And as he gets ready to do something magnificent in the world, we have to have that mindset. God, whatever it is, I want to be a part of. Do you want to be part of what God's doing in 2023? Or do you want to be left on the sideline? The playoffs are coming up in football, and most of you know I'm a sports fan, and many of you are also. It's exciting to be in the playoffs. Ask any NFL player who's at home in January and February where they'd rather be. They'd rather be in the playoffs fighting for an opportunity to compete for the championship. It's exciting to be in the fight. It's exciting to have the opportunity to actually win and do something greater than you. It's exciting to be on a team where you guys have an opportunity to do something that not very many people get to do. It's exciting to be on Team Jesus. It's exciting to be part of what God is doing in the earth today. And there should be something inside of you that is bubbling up with possibility to say, man, it's exciting. It's exciting. My perspective is different. I have an anticipation for what God's getting ready to do. There's something about the Spirit of God inside of me that's telling me to expect more. You're just excited about the opportunity. You may not know the outcome, but you're excited about it. You're excited to be part of what God is doing. And that alone should get you up every day and just get you to that point where, Lord, it's not about me, it's about you. What can we do? What are you doing? You already are on the winning team. We have to start acting like it and walking like it. Jesus has paid the price. There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. We got to get after it this year. We got to get after our physical health. We got to get after our emotional health. We got to get past those things and move into what God has called us to move into. If God is for you, who can be against you? Who can be against you? Father, thank you so much for the opportunity for us just to share. Move past 2022 as we get ready to move into 2023. We look forward to this year. We look forward to all that you're about to do. We are excited about it. No matter what has happened in our life, we know that you're greater than it. You're working out your plan. You're working out your purpose. There's something bigger at stake here than just our comfort and just about our convenience. Lord, we turn our eyes toward heaven. We look to you. We know that you're coming quickly. Lord, help us to get there. Get there. Get to that place where we're ready for it. Get to that place to where we can see it differently so that we can begin to receive all that you have for us. We're excited about it. Lord, there's an anticipation. We may not feel like it all the time, but we know that it's not based upon our feeling, but the Spirit of God is just compelling us to move on, compelling us to look to Jesus, compelling us to believe for greater, because we know that greater things are yet to come. In Jesus' name, amen.